The rest of the story. London, May 22, 1701. A sea captain sits in a prison cell. Tomorrow, for crimes he did not commit, he will be hanged. You see, the captain has become a political football for the ever-antagonistic Whigs and Tories. Because of their feud, he has been framed, and the frame is going to cost him his life. Bill was a solid citizen. He was a businessman with a reputation for honesty. He might have remained so all of his life had he not fallen in love with the sea. Having served in the War of the League of Augsburg, he had sufficient seafaring experience. What he wanted now was to command one of His Majesty's ships. Failing to receive such a commission, he was approached by the Earl of Bellamont. The Earl was preparing to form a private association, a syndicate backed by such noble gentlemen as the Lord of the Admiralty and King William himself, a company the purpose of which would be to wage war on pirates. How would Bill like to become a pirate hunter? It meant commanding his own vessel, an idea most agreeable with Bill. And so began his career as a captain of the sea. From the very beginning, everything that could possibly go wrong went wrong. His ship was an antique, creaky, and leaky. His crew was comprised mainly of bums and nitwits and cutthroats. There was an outbreak of cholera on board, and many died. After 9 months and mutinous rumblings, because pirates were scarce, the crew wanted to attack any ship that crossed their path. The captain, denying them this, fell deeper into disfavor. There were deserters. What crew remained was beyond control. And the worst was yet to come. The deserters reached home before Bill could get there. And to save their own hides, they reported that Bill had been a cruel captain, had forced his men into piracy. Bill was understandably shocked to learn of these charges. After all, it was his crew that had turned on him. And the only vessels he had attacked were those sailing under enemy passes. Bill was in the right. Bill was under the authority of a company supported by the king himself, but Bill had not counted on political adversity. The company that had sponsored his pirate hunting mission, Whigs, all of them, so the opposition party, the Tories, seized upon the unfounded accusations that Bill was himself a pirate and began associating the Whigs with piracy. In response, the Whigs dumped Bill. They had been betrayed by a common pirate, they said. The trial was a setup, Bill was convicted and hanged, and yet to this day the legend persists that Bill was the bad guy. In the 293 years since his death, he has been called a wanton bandit of the bounding main, a sinister swashbuckler, a bloodthirsty pirate. Bill was none of those things. He was a pirate hunter. Bill was framed. The prosperous businessman with an ultimately unfortunate thirst for adventure was Mr. William Kidd. It's the historians who have mislabeled him, the pirate Captain Kidd. But anyway, now you know the rest of the story.